Thank you for calling Eagle Moss today. My name's Kyle. How can I assist you?
I'm calling because I got an email about a special that I'm supposed to be getting, and I wanted to opt out of it.
All right. Give me one moment. Do you happen to have your account number on you, actually?
Yeah, 3371-803-0501.
All right, give me one moment.
Okay.
Do apologize for the wait. It's still loading.
That's okay.
Can you just verify your name and address?
Dustin Escobedo, and my address is 11201 5th Street, Apartment C108, Rancho Cucamonga, 91730.
All right, I do have a Ghostbusters Edgar 1 build up here for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's currently active, and you. I do apologize. What did you want to do today, sir?
I wanted to cancel the print and certificate that's supposed to be being charged to my account for $42.95.
Let me check on it for you. Sounds like a special. Let me see.
Yeah, that's the special. It's a poster and a certificate. I don't want it.
Print and certificate that is pending for $42.95. You wanted to cancel this?
Yeah.
Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Right, I've went ahead and skipped that for you. Did you want anything else today?
I wanted to verify what the frequency of my account was, because I think I upgraded to I wanted a package every 2 weeks.
Yes, your shipping frequency is every 2 weeks right now.
Okay. Okay, and I wanted to see if maybe I can get. I think I got the last issue I got was issue 10. I wanted to see if I can get 11 and 12 at the same time. Is there any way I can do that?
I'm checking on your orders now. You said you just got issue 10?
Yeah, I received it like last week in the mail. So I just finished issue 10. I wanted to see if I can get 11 and 12.
How many packages have you received?
Last week I only received one package.
In all?
In all, too. I have no idea.
A lot, right?
Yeah, quite a few. I know.
Because issue 10 went out back in May of last year.
Issue 10?
You must be referring to shipment number 10. I do apologize. So issue, the 10 that you're talking about, is package number two?
Issue 10 has pages, I believe, 30 through 34.
Yeah, so your package number 10 has issue 35 through 36, and that was sent out on the 5th of February.
Yeah, I received that.
Okay, so your next shipment will be issues, let's see if I can get a specific.
Wait, what did you say those part numbers were?
The part numbers for your package number 10 was 35 through 38.
No, I've only received so far 31 through 34. That's what I received last week.
All right, yes. That's the package that was billed and sent out on the 22nd of January.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so another package just sent out on the 5th of February containing 35 through 38.
Oh, wow. I never received the email for that.
Oh. Yes, sir. It was, it's not, you probably haven't received the email yet because there is not a tracking information yet for it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
And that contains 35 through 39?
I'm loading something right now, but give me one moment. So yes, your package number 10, check on something really quick. I do see where you did request a reship on the package that you just received. As well, is that correct?
No.
I see a reship was requested on the 1st of February.
Reship, okay. One of the packages I received, a couple of the pieces were broken, so I asked to receive a new one, but I don't...
Yeah, that sounds good. No problem
I'm sorry?
No problem there. Yep, that's I do see that was on your ledger, and that is being sent out to you as well. Your package number 10 that was billed on the 5th contains 35 through 38.
35 through 38. Oh, wow. Yeah, I would have received the email about that by now. Because I don't believe they charged my account yet. The only charge that I see... And that's the first issue I have of the year. The issue containing 31 through 34. I see charges on my bank account for that one, but the one you're speaking of that contains 35 through 39, I haven't been charged for that yet. Could that be why I haven't received the email yet? Because usually what happens is I'll see that Eagle Moss will take the money from my account, and then usually like a day or two later I'll get an email saying that, you know, my shipment's being prepared or whatnot.
Understood. So on the 5th, I do see authorization for a visa ending in 9651 for $57.40. So...
Let me check.
That was on Friday.
I have one for January. I'm looking at my bank account. I have one for January 28th for $57.40, but nothing for February. Well, that's unusual. I guess that settles that then. I'm just confused because I don't see any charges for the month of February. That's why.
Well, I know it's a pre-authorization right
now. Oh, so it's not cleared yet.
That is correct. That is correct, yes. So, for instance, your January package, there was a authorization on the 22nd. The payment went through on the 27th. So, 22. So, five days after. So, let's see. That was on Friday. Today is the 16th. So, it should have already gone through, to be honest. But maybe there is a delay somewhere. So if you don't see a payment going through by the end of this week, I would give us a call back to check on it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I just wanted to get caught up with the build. I stopped for a couple of months, but I wanted to start resuming and get caught up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll do that then. If I don't see a charge on my account, then I'll definitely call back.
Yeah, see what's going on. I would.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Was there anything else I could do for you tonight?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a nice rest of your day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.